Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Rishon, Erev Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, on the 29th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, and we truly and always appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Shlomo Meir El-Harar, Mora D'Asra of Beth El Sephardic Congregation in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi El-Harar reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi El-Harar will conclude with the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi El-Harar.
Shalom Alechem, the Gemara teaches. I appreciate and thanks to all you, especially Rabbi Naftali Herman, for inviting me to share this program. It's a big kavod for me and for my small community in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I would like to dedicate this Divrei Torah in memory of my sister, Ruth, by Julie Zohar, Aleha Shalom, that this week is her your side. The Torah teaches Ve'aish Moshe Anav Meod Mikol Adam Asher Al Pene Adama. Moshe Rabbeinu described the Torah and in the commentary and the Midrashim like a fighter and Moser Nefesh dedicated his whole life for the Jewish nation. Even he prayed Hashem to erase him from his Torah, from Hashem Torah, if it's not forgive B'nai Israel for the golden calf sin. And Hashem say, yes, Moshe, of course, I forgive to the Jewish nation only because you asked me. So beautiful, Moshe Rabbeinu. No word to describe this special person. But what happened in our parasha? In our parasha, we saw the opposite of this humbleness and special personality, Chad Shalom, Lichora. So we saw the opposite. Why Moshe never defend the 12 spies together only to Yeshua? Why Moshe prayer and ask Hashem mercy only for Yeshua? And also even he had a yud from Shem Hashem, from Nemo Hashem, to the name of Yeshua, to give him protection, Hashem protection. Why? It's a very nice question, in my opinion. I hope you share the beauty of this question. And now we analyze the answer of this special question. We know the Midrash said, the Sifri, and Rashi brought it from the Gemara, Masechet Sotah, that there was Kesherim at this time. All the 12 spies was Kesherim, in good intention. So why Moshe blessed only Yeshua? What happened with Caleb and Yefuneh, the other Tzadik? What happened with the 10? The president of the Jewish tribe, holy people. Why Moshe never blessed them? So the first answer, according to some Mefarshim, is Moshe blessed all of them. But when he came to Yeshua, was different. Because Yeshua was like his son, his Talmid Muvahak, his special person that is close to him. And by nature, Moshe gave him a blessing like a son. Let's be fair. When we bless our kids, my son, my daughter, my grandchild, my wife, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my father, my brother. Not the same blessing like we bless other person. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu, my nature, give him a special beracha because Yeshua was special for him, and we cannot discuss with the nature. It's part of his body, his philosophy. That's first answer. Second answer, Chachamim teach us in the Midrash, the Rashit Rabbah, Parashat Vayera, that Ahava mekalkelet ashura, meaning when you love somebody too much, you can change the truth for him. It's negative, but it's reality. Let's take the example of Yosef HaTzadik. When Yosef was in Egypt after 20 years, separated from his father, when he decided to leave and go to his father, the Torah describes Yosef at Merkavto. Yosef prepared his donkey, his horses, to go to see his father. Why? He loved too much to his father. That's why he prepared everything. Even he was king. He had 1,000 slaves for him, a worker. That's the same idea of the second answer. Moshe was scared. From what? From the extremely love and appreciation that Yeshua has to his rabbi Moshe. Moshe said, maybe Yeshua will change his belief, his emet, his truth. And because he loves too much Moshe, he can say, maybe it's kosher to defend my rabbi Moshe. And if I stop the entrance to Israel, you know what happened there? Maybe Moshe will live more because Moshe died the last year before he go to Israel. And that's why Moshe was scared. Don't change your opinion. The truth is the most important, even when you love your rabbi too much. Conclusion of this Dvar Torah is, Rabotai, Morai v'Rabotai, first, we have to bless our family day and night. We have to bless everybody, but especially focus in our family. Second, we have to put in balance. When we messenger, be right with the shelichut, with the messenger, and don't change for other interests. May Hashem accept this divrei Torah, ilun ishmot rut bajor shalom, and le'atzlachat kol am Israel. We're going to read some Tehillim. We know in Hebrew Tehillim, it's similar to the word Tehillim, missiles. When a Jew reads Tehillim, it's like a missile against the bad thing. We believe in that, and we pray Tehillim, all of us Israel pray Tehillim, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we hope this Tehillim, these three chapters that we read together now, in a Moroccan tune, will be for the foot of the sick people. Perek Kaf, chapter 20. Lam natzea mizmor le David, yancha Adonai beyom tzara, yesagemcha, shem Elohei Yaakov, ישלח עזרך מקודש ומציון יסעדך יזכור כל מנחותך ועולתך ידע שנסלה ייתן לך חלבבך וכל עצתך ימלא Neranena bishuatecha Uvshem Eloheinu nidgol Yemale Adonai kol mishalotecha Ata yadati Yoshia Adonai meshicho Yoneu mishem kocho Bigburot יש אוהב אינו, אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, הם קרעו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד, אדוני הושיע המלך, יעננו ביום קוראנו. We go into chapter Kav Zayin 27. לדוד אדוני אורי ואישי ממירה, אדוני מעוז חיי, ממי אפחד, בקרוב עליי מרעים לאכול את בשרי, צרי ואוהבי לי, המה קשנו ונפלו, אם תחנה עליי מחנה, לא עירה ליבי, אם תקום עליי מלחמה, בזאת אני בוטח אחת, שאלתי מאת אדוני, אותה אבקש, שבתי בבית אדוני, כל ימי חיי, לחזות בנועם אדוני, ולבקר בחלו, יתפנני בצוקו, ביום רע, יסתירני בסדר העולו, בצור ירוממני, ועתה ירום ראשי על אויבי, סביבותי וזמחה בעולו, זמחה את הרוח, אשיר אבד אמרה לאדוני, שמה אדוני קולי אקרא, וחונני וענני לך, אמר לי בבקש ובני, את פניך אדוני אבקש, אל תעשה פניך ממני, אל תעזב עבדך, עזרתי היית, אל תתשני ואל תעזבני, אלוהי ישעי, כי אבי ואמי עזבוני, ואדוני יאספני, אורני אדוני דרכך, ונחני באורך מישור, למען שורי, אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי קמו בידי שקר ויפי חמאס, ולמען תדרות בטוב אדוני, בארץ חיים קבל אדוני, חזק ויאמץ ליבך, וקבל אדוני. פרק קופלמד, chapter 1, story. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתי את אדוני אדוני. שימע בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. עם עוונות תשמור יה אדוני. מי יעמוד, יעמך הסליחה למען תברך. קיוויתי אדוני, קיוות נפשי, ולדברו חלתי. נפשי לאדוני, מי שומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל, את האל אדוני, עם כה, כי עם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו עופדות, והוא יבדד ישראל. מכל עוונותיו. מי שברך, special blessing for a sick people, after I mentioned the introduction of the blessing, you add the name of the sick person. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, בכל הצדיקים, לי בכל דר ודר, וגדולי הדור הזה, ובזכות אמותינו, שרה רבקה, רחל ולאה, בכל הצדקניות, לי בכל זמן ולי בכל אתר ואתר, הוא יברך את כל חולי ישראל, ובכללם, listed name refuah shelema refuat nefesh urfuat haguf Hashem yirachem alehem v'chazekem beruham v'nafsham v'yarich yemehem batom ושנותיהם בנעימים, בריאות איתנה יתרה, וכן יהי רצון ונאמר, אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, ישראל הנתונים בצרה ובשביה העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה המקום ירחם ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה שיבו לגאולה אשתה בגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן בשורות טובות please be safe.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Al-Harar. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. May the Rabboni Sholem, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Rosh Chodesh, Monday, at 1 p.m. for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yitz Wein of the Young Israel Aish in Las Vegas, Nevada. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.